Good morning. This is Alicia Rocco, and I have the Natural Approach to Health show, and welcome to our new show starting here this January of 2016. What a great way to start a year, right? All right, today I have one of the most special guests. I have Elaine Conley. She is an integrative health registered nurse who provides consultation and services in energy healing. And we are so excited to have her here. And we're going to talk to Elaine about the history of how she got into this, by the way. So Elaine's going to start with her story and her journey. And I'm going to turn that over to you. Elaine, how did it start?
Oh, good morning, Alicia, and everyone out there. I am from Cleveland, Ohio, and I have an integrative health practice in Brecksville, Ohio. My journey in integrative health actually started in the late 90s. I was the chief nursing officer at a local hospital in Cleveland, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Long story short, I went through the traditional treatment, and about the time that I should have been going back to work, I developed every single complication that you can have from chemotherapy. I went through 5 surgeries in 3 years and ended up with a prescription for a wheelchair in 1996 because of lack of circulation to my lower legs. I didn't really know what to do next, so what I did was I prayed. I asked for a solution. It took 7 years. However, I was introduced to energy healing. And without knowing it, in that 7 years, I was migrating into some of the techniques of energy medicine. I got into massage therapy, into Tai Chi, into aromatherapy, and I started feeling a little bit better. I still couldn't walk very well. And then a close friend introduced me to an energy company. And within 2 years of using that lifestyle and health approach, every single issue that I had and complication went away. I prayed on what to do next, and at that time I had migrated into biomedical research because I couldn't walk very well in the hospital. I had to give up my chief nursing officer position, and that opened the whole world up to me, and I found out that Europe and the other countries in the world had to have heart cancer rates, have heart disease rates, and I learned, you know, that our food supply does not serve us well in the United States, and all of those things contributed to my regaining my health and wellness, and the good Lord upstairs, too. And so what I decided to do was start an integrative practice so I could share what I had learned, because as a person in healthcare already, it took me 7 years to find something, and I wanted to be able to communicate to other people the methods and the techniques that I learned, because there's other people out there that are looking for the same thing I was.
Great. Oh my gosh, what a story. This is fabulous. I am so excited to have you here, and we cannot wait to hear more. We're going to hear about these techniques that she uses in her energy healing, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to tell you a little bit more about Elaine. She's a graduate of St. John's School of Nursing and Ursuline College and a licensed nursing home administrator. Now, the most fabulous thing about her, she's certified in applied kinesiology, gerontology, the emotion code, which you're going to hear about, pet communication, my favorite, and herbs and tree essences. And the wonderful thing about Elaine is she does use our tree essences that I make, and that's so exciting. That's another part of her process of what she does in helping people to heal. She has quite a bit of experience, so she has not only life experience, she has also experiences in stories that she can tell us and share with us maybe about some of these folks and the different things that she's worked with some of these healings. So let's go back to that, Elaine. Let's get started with, all right, you provide an integrative health consultation and service for people and pets locally and long distance. Tell us a little bit about that service now.
Well, the service that I provide, because we're coming from the field of quantum medicine, I'm able to do the energy healing in person, face-to-face, or in long distance, because everything in the world is connected. And so I provide the emotion code, the body code, and quantum biofeedback long distance. For example, with the quantum biofeedback, you send me your picture You talk on the phone and send me a voicemail with a specific phonetic designation so that I can then input that into the software program with the quantum biofeedback. And that's how basically the software program basically computes your energy and your frequency and your vibration. Everything in the world that's living has a frequency and a vibration in quantum physics. And that's basically how the long-distance healing sessions work. I'm able to act as your proxy for muscle testing. And again, it's because the whole world is connected and our life on this earth is all about energy.
I remember a long time ago, I've been in this business for 40 years, I took a course from Dr. Deepak Chopra, and he talked a lot about the quantum theories and the quantum physics of our Earth and our how we're all truly connected. It's almost like we're one big cell all connected together. It's kind of amazing, actually. And so I think it's really exciting that she has this training behind her and that she does this work right here in Northeast Ohio. Who would have knew, right? So she's going to tell us here shortly a little bit more about all of that. But I want to ask you, Elaine, have you had any health issues since last time?
Well, basically, I only planned on having one great healthcare adventure in the early 90s. However, what we don't know, what I was not told when I did go through chemotherapy in the early 90s, was that there are long-term effects. Chemotherapy does a number on most of the blood vessels throughout your body. And so subsequently, I found myself just this past summer in July going through open heart surgery. And I did not have the traditional signs and symptoms that people have. I had simply indigestion, unrelieved. Went through another stress test. All my previous ones had been fine, and this one I did not pass. So I ended up having open heart surgery, and I ended up with five bypasses. I went to surgery the first time. They did three, and then my heart stopped in the recovery room, and I went back in, and they had two more. So when all was said and done, I spent about 21 days in the hospital. And I have to honestly say to you that the reason my recovery was only 21 days was because I was using energy products. I was drinking purified alkaline water. I was using far infrared ceramic fiber comforters and different wraps on the incisions. And so I was back to work as of Labor Day. And I feel like I'm in my best health yet. What they found with my heart was that my arteries had calcified, and that is one of the side effects I understand from the chemotherapy.
All right, we're going to be right back shortly here with more of that story. Stay